without any further ado, let's kick the call off. Carlin, let me turn it right over to you, and why don't you share a golden nugget with us tonight?
Thank you, Stefan. I'd love to get started tonight, and then I'll hand the call off to Todd. And Todd, you'll know where to go from there, and then our special guest will hand it back to Stefan. So I just want to set that up so that you know what we're doing tonight. And I'd like to start with, well, really tonight, it's kind of more thought-provoking rather than golden nuggeting. It's kind of an awkward subject, but has everybody on the line, I want to just ask you to take an account, and I hope you're in a quiet place where you can really grasp what I'm going to ask you to wrap your head around tonight. But have you seen how the whole entire world is just headed sometimes on a downhill descent? I want you to reflect back to some of us, to our youth, okay, and that zealousness we had and how nothing could stop us and nothing would stand in the way. And yet the more we grow up and the older we become, the more the world around us begins to corral us into a place sometimes that we really don't want to be. And by that I mean very simply, I always tell Stefan, if I get to be like some of those old farts, just shoot me. Because there's a fun part about being exciting, and there's a fun part about being different, and there's something exhilarating about being more positive and having hopes and dreams as compared to the people who have been willing to lose them or no longer believe in them or set them in the closet and let the cobwebs get to them. So I started reflecting today, and I sometimes think to myself, why do I do this? Why am I working so hard to sometimes want to help others more than they'll help themselves? And I reflected back on knowing some really important statistics. It's amazing that if you had 100 people all being corralled in a direction that he didn't want to go, can you believe that 98% of them would never do anything to change it? But two people in the whole 100 crowd would say, wait, we don't have to do this. We can go a different direction. And people would say, are you kidding us? And they'd be outweighed by 98%, because 98% of most people don't participate in their own rescue. Can I ask you a question? Why? Why? When it's just as easy to fail as it is to succeed, it takes the same amount of energy to do either one. The answer, that question I have tonight is why? Why have we settled for that? Why have we allowed society to tell us things like, you can't, those things don't work? And where did we ever come up with the idea that network marketing was actually sign up in a program and the money truck will just pull up for doing nothing? Where did some of these concepts and these things happen? And in doing some charity work this weekend, we spent quite a bit of time with a young lady. And I found it quite interesting that she has depended the whole world around her literally to do for her what she can do for herself. And these little epiphany moments come in the things that we do in life. I sat there and I watched as she worked and manipulated everybody to do the stuff for her that she really could do for herself. And I took a stand in the room and I said, no, I have all the time in the world. Let's go. You've got to do this. And I waited for her to do a very simple task that took her almost an hour to do. But, the light bulb goes on, and I started to think, this is almost kind of like network marketing. And I started to look, and I started to think, it's amazing how we've allowed ourselves to get corralled and moved into directions and slowly been pushed. And every day we wake up, we may not even see how it's happened. But all of a sudden, you wake up one day, and you go, how did I get here? How did I get to this place? And because of the world we're living in right now, because of its economy situation, and because of the things that are happening around us that are sometimes out of our control, there are things we cannot change overnight about why we're where we are, but we can take control of ourselves. We can stop blaming others. We can stop playing the if this would have happened and that would have happened and if this game. We can start writing down on paper where we have to go, where we want to go, where we choose to go, and what we have to take responsibility to make happen and get there. And they say that change hurts. Good or bad, change hurts. And there's constantly going to be change. Change is always going to happen for us to take us and move us in directions, whether we want to go or not, kicking or screaming. So sometimes it's better just to say, okay, look, how can I work with the changes that are around me to get where I have to go or to do what I have to do? And to those who have sent me those kind words and tell me that you have found me to be that lighthouse that you told me, and the things that you've said that my words inspire you or they help guide you, to you who have shared what you've thought with me, I want you to know something. It's those epiphany moments for me that remind me why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because if it's just for you, just for those few, just for the ones, that means a lot to me. That gives my life purpose and meaning. So if today is one of your epiphany moments, I hope it will help drive the course of where you want to go. I know that we can't do all the things we want to do without the proper skills and learning those things, and all of that takes time. And we've talked about all the different trainings that we've allowed you to have access to on our trend site, which is just simply giving you a team site to go where you could get here the past training calls that we've offered and the golden nuggets that I've laid down and the things that are available that the company continues to keep you refreshed upon. We've made that available to you on the http://team.trends2000.net. Now, we've done that, and it's right there for the taking. All you have to do is go get the information. Knowledge is power, but the application of the knowledge that you learn is powerful. That will empower you beyond belief. So what I'd like you to do is, one, I need you to kind of make a new turn today, that you're going to state, I'm going to be flexible, because blessed are the flexible, for they shall not break. So it's in our flexibility of the things that are happening around us that we have to learn how to be able to be pliable and bend. And then we also have to take an accountability of what have you done to get where you are here, and what are you really willing to do to get where you want to be, and what is it going to take? And then you have to know something that's so crucial is right here, this team, this program, what we're doing together, the people on this call, the leaders here today, you're not alone. We're here to help guide and direct and be there to help lead the way. So the fear of what's around the corner doesn't have to be there. All you have to know is you have a team of people that have really got their sights on where they're headed and what it's going to take to make this work to give you what you want. But most of it, the rule is, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. It's really got to start with you. And so today is your golden nugget, your thought-provoking, is to say, you know what? Draw a line in the sand. Don't let society push and prod you anymore into the directions and places you don't want to go. Write your list and decide, what am I willing to do to get there, and what is it going to take to make it? And make sure you know all the ground rules, and you don't make emotional decisions when you think you understand everything. Make sure you are very clear on what it's going to take. Get clarification so that in a time of calm state, you can literally make sharp, effective decisions that are going to impact you and the loved ones around you to bring you where you need to go. So I hope these are more than just nuggets tonight. I hope they're thought-provoking. I hope you'll set them on your desk, hold them aside, look at them in your hand. I hope tonight you'll really take an accountability on you and take stock in what you have in your hands. So this is not meant for preaching. This is just things that have happened this week. We've just watched everything go chaotic for us. And I want to just tell you something. I don't know where you stand in your faith, but I just know when there are things around the corner and great things around the corner, I know that there's an enemy out there working overtime to stop every one of us from getting the blessings we should really have. And so I want you to be careful, because you might make a decision where you think, oh, it's just not working for me. No, you're right. It will never work for you. You have to work for it. And when you come to the place where you say, oh my gosh, I'm going to make this work and I'm going to work for it because I want it, doesn't mean you won't have some walls or obstacles or little boulders to crawl over. There's a price to pay to get what we want. And I feel so confident about what's coming up around the corners that I hope that we're all taking this journey hand in hand. Some will be ahead, some will be behind, but you know what? Stretch out your hand to the right and the left. Let's make everybody make this journey just a little easier. But please, don't do for anybody else what they're not willing to do for themselves, okay? And that includes yourself included. So with that, I'd like to turn the call over to Todd Wilson tonight. Todd?